927 4CC. Let's catch up with Sergeant Wayne Butcher. Been a couple of weeks, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, good. I've been a couple of weeks holiday, so it's been lovely. Went down to the beautiful Fraser Cuts for a bit of touch carnival.
How did you go on the touch carnival?
Oh, they went really well, but we're just down there for the entertainment of the kids and the adults afterwards. But anyway.
Oh, okay. So you weren't actually playing touch. I was going to say, sort of getting into that age group that we're in, whenever you jump out onto a touch field, you pull a groin every time.
No, it's more of the ref these days. So if you can't play, your ref.
Okay, mate. Happening around Central Queensland at the moment. I heard the news story this morning. DUI offences are down.
Yeah, drink driving's are down a fair bit, whether that's due to the colder weather, people not having the old summer barbecues and having a few beers and deciding to drive home. But we want to tell people that even though the drink driving's down, we are out there doing mass RBTs. We are intercepting motor vehicles and doing drug and drink driving offences. So we just want to make sure that people just don't get complacent, blasé, that police won't pull them over and get them for drink driving, because we're out and about all the time.
Mate, now kids, juveniles out in the streets at the moment causing a little bit of a problem?
Yeah, we've had a serious assault at the shopping centre the other day where we stole some knives and hammers from the shopping centre and caused a disturbance down near the Lions Park at King Cora there. So one of those has been dealt with and a couple of others, but a lot of people rung up about it, but a lot of people are just standing around photographing and filming it as well. So people need to be aware that taking footage and evidence is evidence for us, and we have the power under our legislation that we may take people's phones as evidence. So just be mindful of that. But you could lose your phone for a couple of days.
That probably ties in with, and I know we've spoken about this quite a bit over the past few months, mate, and that's having CCTV cameras installed in business and homes, you know?
Our biggest tool these days, some of the crime that we're solving through CCTV footage, you can't pay for that. It's first thing we do as investigators now is go and see if there's CCTV footage. So, and it all rolls back to where they come from, what they do, what cars they turn up in, who they are, especially with us in property crime here.
Yeah.
It's invaluable to have it. So,
it's
so affordable these days. Get a little button one for $55 that records your phone and stuff. Yeah, there's a couple of local businesses down if you think of having a look at it. Talk to people who have got them.
Yeah, Leading Edge Glasden Hi-Fi, great local business. They've got a big range to choose from. With Carlo and Donna.
Go and talk to a few people about it. They just can't see one.
Facebook page, if anybody wants to keep up to date to locals about what's happening across Gladstone with the My Police Facebook page. And you're always looking for help there at times. And it's very successful, which is great. So people can like that page and keep up to date too, eh?
Yeah, especially a couple of the crime groups in town, the Facebook groups at Gladstone Crime, and there's a couple of them that float around. They share it on there as soon as one goes on there, and the results we're getting from those pages are amazing. So people know people who know people, so it's good for us, and we get it through, and a lot of people are ringing Crime Stoppers, and we're getting a lot of Crime Stoppers files from those. So again, if you know someone you see on those My Gladstone Regional Police page, get onto Crime Stoppers, 1-800-333-000. Give them a yell, give us the information anonymously, or if you know them and you don't like them and you want to give us a statement about it, ring the police, ring the detective's office and let us know, and we'll get you in and solve the crime for you.
All right, Butch, thank you. We'll catch up again next week.
Thank you very much, everyone. The region have a great week, and we'll talk. Thanks, mate.
All right, Sergeant Wayne Butcher there on 4CC.